In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, Chief Victorio welcomes the hermit. Giovanni knew that he was standing in the presence of a man much respected and feared by many of the tribes that wandered across this territory. Chief Victorio had a name that had become synonymous with resistance and freedom to many. The holy hermit bowed slightly and said, "Dajo," that is, good morning, softly to this man seated in front of him. "Skelazen," Chief Victorio quietly mumbled a welcome, gesturing for Giovanni to sit down by him. "Ante Gonzlie," he asked, inquiring about the hermit's name. Please forgive my limited knowledge of your language," replied Giovanni. "In fact, I know very little about your people in general, but I would like to know more." Chief Victorio stirred the embers of the morning fire, and he sat pensively wondering if this man was truly interested in knowing or merely another curiosity seeker. At length he said, "Why do you wander across these deserts?" Giovanni was about to ask Chief Victorio just how he knew about his own wanderings, when it suddenly occurred to him that he had probably been observed, even during those long and lonely days when he thought that there was not another living creature around for miles. The Apache had a reputation as great scouts, who often blended into the desert landscape and remained unseen even at close range. "My people came from all over," began Victorio, gazing intently down at the fire before him. "Most live in the extreme north, in the area some called Canada, close to the Great Water. The ones who live here in the desert are my Inde. One of our tribes lives over to the north by the village that the Spanish call Ojo Caliente. They are the Warm Springs Apache known as the Chiene." That's probably where the Americans got the word Cheyenne," thought the hermit, making a mental note. "They are the red paint people," continued Chief Victorio. "Another branch are called the Chiricahua, whom the Spanish call the Chiricahua, and the Navajo called the Chichi. Among them is yet another group of the Chiricahua that wanders the deserts of Sonora. They are proud and fierce, and they call themselves the Chukanen. Those who fear them refer to them as the enemy people. There is a third branch called the Lipan Apache. The Spanish call them Apaches de los Llanos. Others call them the Culegane Nde." "I have often wondered," prefaced the hermit, "about the name of yet another branch of Apache. They are called the Jicaria Apache." "Ah, the Jicaria take their name from the Spanish word for little basket. They are highly skilled in weaving and leather arts." Giovanni quietly noted that Chief Victorio hadn't mentioned the Jileno Apache, the Mimbreno Apache, or even the Mezcalero Apache. "Do all of the Apache leaders all communicate freely?" asked Giovanni of Victorio. "Not all," said Victorio slowly. "I have been trying to communicate with the southern chieftain Nana. I believe that we both need to get our Inde together for the common good." "Just what do you mean, for the common good?" asked Giovanni. "There is an effort underway to have all the nomadic tribes rounded up and sent to various parts of the country. Now that the United States government is finished with its civil war, it feels that the Apache are a threat to its expansion efforts. The American nation wants to dominate this continent from the Great Water in the east to the Great Water in the west. Only this vast territory where Mexican farmers, Puebloan people, and Apache warriors dwell does the United States not have a foothold yet. This territory did apply for its statehood about 20 years ago. 20 different times it has already been turned down. I believe the United States wants this area, but it wants it in its own terms. If the United States can keep me from talking to Chief Dana, it feels that it can subdue both the Mezcalero and the Mimbreno Apache." "What kind of a weapon could the United States possibly have that might keep these two groups apart?" the hermit asked innocently. Chief Victorio gazed deeply into the bonfire for a short time before answering. At length, he looked up squarely at Giovanni and said, "The United States has a new division in its cavalry, made up of former black slaves. They are efficient and they ride like thunder. We call them Buffalo Soldiers." You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.